We take you now to Club 15. Welcome to Bob Crosby's Club 15. 15 minutes of the best in popular music. Starring the Andrews sisters, Margaret Whiting with the Modernaires, Jerry Gray and his orchestra. Brought to you by Campbell Soups.
Good. That's what Campbell Soups are. Good.
And here's the head man of Club 15, Bob Crosby.
Thank you. Well, we're opening this evening's session, the old Club 15, with an item for sentimental people. For all of you who remember a great, great comedian named Joe Cook, here's the name song from what I think was his biggest Broadway show, Fine and Dandy.
Gee, it's all fine and dandy, sugar candy. When I've got you, then I only see the sunny side. Even trouble has its funny side. When you're gone, sugar candy, I get lonesome, I get so blue. When you're handy, it's fine and dandy, but when you're gone, what can I do? See the sunny side. Even trouble has its funny side. When you're gone, sugar candy, I get lonesome, I get so blue.
When you're handy, fine and dandy,
but when you're gone, what can I do?
Fine and dandy. For those of you who tuned in late, this is still B for Bob Crosby and the old C for Club 15. And for those of you who tuned in just in time, here is M for good Margaret Whiting. Maggie?
Thank you, everyone. Well, Bob, I suppose you know what week this is.
Why, sure. This is National 3 Weeks Before Christmas Week.
Well, you may not believe it, but this is also National Prosperity Week.
Mag, I just looked in my bank book. It's a lie.
Well, what week is it according to your bank book?
National Go Take an Aspirin Week.
Oh, don't worry, Bob. It's not necessary to buy expensive Christmas gifts. All that really counts is the sentiment.
Yes, and I'm sure a mink coat could make Junie Crosby awfully sentimental.
Well, believe me, Bob, even if you don't get your wife a mink coat, I happen to know she's going to give you a very big surprise.
Well, how'd you know?
Oh, a little bird told me.
And if Junie doesn't get her mink, I'll get the bird. Is that it?
Which is as far as we'd better go with that.
So here's Margaret Whiting singing a little mink number called So Fur. So far, so far.
We have nothing to remember so far, so far. So far, we haven't walked by night and shared the light of a star. So far, your heart has never fluttered so near, so near that my with you, and now at least we've met.
Wow, man. Speaking of prosperity, the high cost of living is like the weather. Everybody's beating their gums about it, but what can we do?
I'll answer that question, Doctor.
Give that gentleman a can of Campbell's vegetable soup. And what is your name, sir?
Name's Del Sharbert.
Doggone, I knew he was going to say that. Where do you live?
Well, not far from the grocery store where I get my Campbell's vegetable soup.
And you can do something about the high cost of living?
I can.
Namely?
Namely, I can and will recommend to every harassed homemaker within earshot that Campbell's vegetable soup will help her give her family good eating at a reasonable cost. Now, we all agree it's sensible to serve economy meals nowadays. At the same time, folks still need good nourishment, and they want good eating, food that's delicious. Well, that's where Campbell's vegetable soup will help. This soup is substantial and delicious. Women say it's almost a meal in itself. Campbell's make it with plenty of vegetables, golden corn and tender peas, luscious tomatoes and fat young lima beans, 15 vegetables in all, mingled in a homey beef stock. Mmm, good. Well, you can satisfy those hearty appetites and satisfy that budget, too, by serving Campbell's vegetable soup more often.
Budget problems didn't bother those early Americans, I mean the Indians. But they did have other troubles. Margaret Whiting and the Modern Heirs explain how they got those straightened out as they passed the peace pipe.
A medicine man I met said, don't get yourself in a sweat. When things look gray, just shrug and say, it must have been something I ate. So don't get yourself in a snit, he said. Tuck your tantrums into your kit instead. It's disarming to be charming, quote the medicine man, whom all agree it's plain to see nobody could be wiser than. So if your temper's getting the top hand, all you gotta do is just stop and pass that peace pipe and bury that hatchet like the Choctaws, Chickasaws, Chattahoochee, Chippewas do. If you're feeling mad as a wet hen, mad as you can possibly get, then pass that peace pipe and bury that tomahawk like those Chicoutimis, Chepechecks, and Chichipees too. Don't be cranky, try to use a little restraint. Fold that hanky and wipe off all of that war paint. And if you find yourself in a fury, be your own judge and your own jury. Write that apology and dispatch it. When you quarrel, it's grand to patch it. Pass that peace pipe and bury that hatchet like the Choctaws, Chickasaws, Chattahoochees, Chippewas.
And those Chichimecs, Cherokees, Chapultepecs.
And those Chickutamis, Chepechecs, and Chichipees.
Cho-Cho, Chango,
Chattanooga, Chicharos, do.
Thank you. Margaret Whiting and the Modern Heirs.
You like that Indian song, Bob?
Without reservations.
Oh, I may take back the peace pipe. Say, Bob, I was listening to Club 15 last night, and I heard you trying to explain inflation to Patty Andrews.
Well, do you understand it now?
No more than Patty did.
Well, I'll tell you about inflation. According to the Wall Street Journal, the chemical contents of the human body, formerly valued at 98 cents, is now worth $31.
Well, what's that got to do with inflation?
Well, it means a guy who used to earn $25 a week could take 98 cents worth of girl dancing and still have money for a down payment on a ring. Only now he makes $75 a week and he spends 60 of it to buy $31 worth of gal a $10 dinner.
Well, why $60 for a $10 dinner?
Well, because the $12 dinner costs 75. Any other questions?
No, just sing.
I think I better.
Because of dreams we shared, I thought you cared a lot about me. But now it's easy to see that you forgot about me. It hurts inside because the tears you cried were not about me.
Our love song ended off-key, and you forgot about me. Perhaps engagement rings are only things that poets write about, but love still lingers oh so tight about my heart.
And as we part, you'll hear my tearful heart say, what about me?
Though you forgot about me, I can't forget about you. But love still lingers oh so tight about my heart.
And as we part, you'll hear my tearful heart say, what about me?
Though you forgot about me, I can't forget about you.
Del Sharpe, it takes time to tell us about time saving.
A home cook knows it takes a lot of time to make good vegetable soup. Well, then, why bother when Campbell's vegetable soup is waiting for you? Women who know will tell you it's every bit as good as the best home kind. And in case you're the kind of home cook who likes to find out these things for yourself, well, why not take me up on it? You'll discover a soup that's delicious from the first taste and good eating all the way. That's Campbell's Vegetable Soup. Mmm, good.
Mmm, good. Mmm, good. That's what Campbell's soups are. Mmm, good.
Time has come to bid you all adieu. We'll be back tomorrow night with you.
Well, that's all for our Tuesday session in the Old Club 15. Let's all make tomorrow's meeting, huh? Same time and the same place. And let's all make it a point to stop by the grocer's for some of that swell Campbell's vegetable soup. Until tomorrow, take it easy.
Each weekday evening, Campbell Soups bring you Club 15, starring the Andrews sisters, Margaret Whiting, with the Modern Airs, Jerry Gray and his orchestra, and the head man of Club 15, Bob Crosby. This is Del Sharpe speaking. Franco-American spaghetti, the spaghetti with the extra good sauce, brings you Edward R. Murrow with the news.
F-A-Franco-American, F-A-Franco-American,
Franco-American, it's got that extra good sauce. Franco-American spaghetti, the spaghetti with the extra good sauce, brings you Edward R. Murrow. You add good eating to lunch or supper, you make your treasured meats go further when you include Franco-American spaghetti in your meal plans.